happen to be tuned in right now to The Good Stuff. Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. You can discover it all with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com.
We want to remind everybody that the Cowboy Poetry and Old West, if you're a fan of those kind of stories, the annual Old West Days in Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering is going to move into Valentine April 25th through the 28th. Yep, that's right. It's not October. It's going to be in April now. This is a big switch from the previous 30 years that it's been held here in the Heart City. Mark your calendars April 25th through the 28th for Old West Days in Valentine. Same great event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net. For details. And I have something about Edith Burns. Do you believe in Easter?
Oh, carry on.
On this Good Friday. Edith Burns was a wonderful Christian who lived in San Antonio, Texas. She was the patient of a doctor by the name of Will Phillips. Dr. Phillips was a gentle doctor who saw patients as people. His favorite patient was Edith Burns. One morning, he went to his office with a heavy heart, and it was because of Edith Burns. When he walked into that waiting room, there sat Edith with her big black Bible in her lap. She was earnestly talking to a young mother sitting beside her. Dr. Phillips knew why Edith was there and what she was doing. You see, Edith Burns had a habit of introducing herself in this way. Hello, my name is Edith Burns. Do you believe in Easter? Then she would explain the meaning of Easter, and many times people would be saved. After being called back into the doctor's office, Edith sat down, and when she took a look at the doctor, she said, Dr. Will, why are you so sad? Are you reading your Bible? Are you praying? Dr. Phillips said, Now, Edith, I'm the doctor, and you're the patient. With a heavy heart, he said, Your lab report came back, and it says you have cancer. And Edith, you're probably not going to live very long. Edith said, Why, Mr. Phillips, shame on you. Why are you so sad? Do you think God makes mistakes? You have just told me that I'm going to see my precious Lord Jesus, my husband, and my friends. You have just told me that I'm going to celebrate Easter forever. And here you are having difficulty giving me my ticket. Edith continued coming to Dr. Phillips every day. Christmas came and the office was closed through January 3rd. On the day the office opened, Edith did not show up. Later that afternoon, Edith called Dr. Phillips and said that she would have to be moving her story to the hospital and said, Well, I'm very near home, so would you make sure that they put women in here next to me in my room who need to know about Easter? Well, they did just that, and women began to come in and share that room with Edith. Everybody on the floor, from staff to patients, were so excited about Edith that they started calling her Edith Easter. Everyone except Phyllis Cross, the head nurse. She made it plain she wanted nothing to do with Edith because she was some kind of religious nut. Well, one morning, the two nurses who were to attend Edith were sick. Edith had the flu, and Phyllis Cross had to go in and give her a shot. When she walked in, Edith had a big smile on her face. Phyllis, God loves you, and I love you, and I've been praying for you. Phyllis Cross said, Well, you can quit praying for me, you religious nut. It won't work. I'm not interested. Edith said, Well, I will pray, and I have asked God not to let me go home until you come into the family. Phyllis Cross said, Then you'll never die, because that will never happen. And she walked out of the room. Every day, Phyllis Cross would walk into that room, and Edith would say, God loves you, Phyllis, and I love you, and I'm praying for you. One day, Phyllis said that she was literally drawn to Edith's room like a magnet would draw iron. She sat down on the bed, and Edith said, I'm so glad you've come because God told me that today is your special day. Phyllis Cross said, Edith, you have asked everybody here the question, do you believe in Easter? But you've never asked me, Edith said. Phyllis, I wanted to so many times, but God told me to wait until you asked, and now you have asked. Edith Burns took her Bible and shared with Phyllis the Easter story of the death, burial, and resurrection. Phyllis, do you believe in Easter? Phyllis Cross said, Oh, I want to believe with all my heart, and I do want Jesus in my life. 2 days later, on Easter Sunday, Phyllis Cross came to work, did some minor duties, then went down to the flower shop and got some Easter lilies to go see Edith. When she walked into Edith's room, Edith was in bed. That big black Bible was on her lap. Her hands were in that Bible. There was a sweet smile on her face. When Phyllis Cross went to pick up Edith's hand, she realized Edith was dead. Her left hand was on John 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, you will be also. Phyllis Cross took one look at that dead body and then lifted her face toward heaven and with tears streaming down her cheek said, Happy Easter, Edith, happy Easter. Well, Phyllis Cross left Edith's body, walked out of the room and over to a table where two student nurses were sitting. She said, My name is Phyllis Cross. Do you believe in Easter? Happy Easter from The Good Stuff.